Federal agencies and scientists, both inside and outside government, endured a roller coaster of a week as President Trump's new administration took the reins. Many worry that funding for science and environmental research could be on the chopping block under the new president, along with public communication about climate change. But so far, the only sure thing is nothing's for sure. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholtz and Elizabeth Jenkins report.
For those who study climate change or communicate about it, it was not a reassuring first week. I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage. Memos went out to employees at the Departments of Interior and Agriculture limiting public communication. The White House removed sections of its website on climate change, and the Environmental Protection Agency first said it would follow suit, then backtracked. And this came on top of the new president's own statements on climate change. In the past, Trump has called global warming a hoax. To Larry Hinsman, vice chancellor for research at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, it all points to one thing. He expects federal funding for climate research to drop.
Clearly, there's going to be a shift in the emphases or the focus of research. And at this point, it's going to be very difficult to conduct climate research per se. That's not so good for our state and our researchers, and that we do a lot of climate work.
Hinsman says Alaska is a hub for climate research, and the lion's share of funding for that work comes from the federal government. He spoke at the Alaska Marine Science Symposium, which gathered scores of scientists in Anchorage, many of them focused on the effects of climate change. One of them was Karen Ashton, a scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts. She worries the new administration doesn't value basic science.
Well, I'm very concerned. I see an atmosphere of hostility towards science that I think is unfounded. It's unfounded, and I also think it's against the national interest.
It's in the nation's interest, she says, to understand how the environment is changing so communities, industry, and the government can plan for those changes. Brendan Kelly directs the study of environmental Arctic change. He served in the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy under President Barack Obama. His key concern is that federal researchers be allowed to work free of political influence.
The gold standard of high-quality science that comes out of this country and has for a long time is threatened when any entity of Congress, the government, Congress, the administration, whoever, starts to meddle with that peer-reviewed process.
But Kelly says it's still way too soon to say what the Trump administration will do.
I start by saying to everybody, take a deep breath, right?
And remember, he says, transitions are always messy.
That was also the message at the Minnehaha Glacier Visitor Center. It's complicated. I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau. Last Monday, John Neary, the director of the Visitor Center, got an email. It was from the United States Department of Agriculture, his boss.
It said, stop all media until we review how this is going to move forward. It's not abnormal to get that kind of a memo at the change of a presidential administration.
Neary's worked for federal agencies for over 30 years, and he says he's seen this kind of directive during transitions before, back when President Obama was sworn into office, and during the Bush administration before that. The following Tuesday, he received another message from the higher-ups. It said the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center could continue normal communications. Neary says that includes posting on social media about climate change. He says it's not a political issue.
It is real. It is happening. We can see it out our windows. We understand, based on all the facts, that it's in part because of our actions as humans on Earth. And we will continue to say that, but we'll say it in an engaging, positive way that connects people instead of just infuriates people.
Neary says unless he hears otherwise, that's the plan. For now, it's business as usual at the Mendenhall Glacier. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
And I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.